On December 2nd, Seattle Seahawks fans set the world record for the loudest outdoor sports stadium, and one of the chants heard at CenturyLink Field that night was this. In case you couldn't quite make out that chant, it was Wilson, Wilson. Paul Camerata and Chris Weaver were in Seattle that night producing a video for NFL Films titled Fish, with a PH, and Russell Wilson. Paul, could you please explain the connection between a rock band formed 30 years ago, the 25-year-old Seahawks quarterback, and that Seattle crowd?
Well, it comes down basically to that one word, Wilson. And they all have sort of very divergent origins, and they have collided here. The song's origin is in the senior thesis of Fish lead singer and guitarist Trey Anastasio. He was at Goddard College, and his senior thesis was a musical called Gamehenge, and one of the songs was called Wilson. So for the last 30 years, as Fish has grown and grown, Wilson has become one of their staple iconic songs, and the opening chant to it is, I think we could safely say, one of the reasons why.
And it was, as I understand it, he just plays the first couple of notes, those bass notes, and people know the song, and so they start chanting the title of the song. This is how this happened.
It's immediate, yeah. As soon as they hear what the double E, they call it, the E notes, they immediately respond in full throat and kind of help cheer the song into its first opening guitar riff.
All right, Chris, so this isn't one of those cases where an artist is going to sue over unlicensed use of a song because it was Fish's idea to bring the song to the stadium, right?
Trey pleaded with the fans or sold to the fans the notion to get this happening in the stadium, and it's happening, and so I think everybody's happy.
Now, according to two Seahawks fans that you guys interview, not every fan figured out right away what they were supposed to do.
It's gotten better. In the beginning, people were, like, busy talking, and they wouldn't pay attention. And then they don't catch the beat, so they're like, Wilson! And it's like, no. Wilson!
Chris, are Seahawks fans now experts at the Wilson chant?
Well, I don't know if they're experts, but it's definitely catching on and growing game by game. I believe they started doing this. They experimented with it a little in the preseason. At least that's our understanding of it. And they've been doing it ever since. And I think each time it's getting bigger and bigger.
Paul, Russell Wilson said the chant was sort of cool. I'm quoting that. But Seahawks coach Pete Carroll has been a lot more enthusiastic, right?
Yeah, our understanding, and I think it's pretty well known, he's a pretty big music fan, and anything that energizes the stadium and sort of helps support the team's effort to win, he seems in support of.
Carroll has coached in lots of places, college and the NFL, but I understand he might have a future as a disc jockey.
Well, I think he likes being involved, as you see in the piece, in sort of the playlist at the stadium. So I think he understands that the vibe that comes out of that song is not a bad thing.
You'd think that an NFL head coach would have enough to worry about without selecting songs to be played in the stadium.
No stone left unturned if it means a helping victory, Bill.
Fish drummer John Fishman, whose name, by the way, is spelled with an F rather than a PH, was suitably philosophical about the way Seattle fans have embraced the chant.
Like many of the things in our existence as a band, I would say, like, it's born out of a sense of humor. The ideas snowball. They take on lives of their own, which this clearly has.
So what other ideas are snowballing around the league? I can't help wondering what would happen if something like this were to come up here in New England. Bill Belichick has such a wonderful sense of humor. I think he'd jump right on it, don't you?
I think he's more of a Bon Jovi fan, by the way, so I'm not sure. And I know he's told us before they play Living on a Prayer at practice. Now, I don't know if he wants to incorporate that into a crowd chant, but like I said, being an old Jersey guy, New York guy too, I believe, he is a big Bon Jovi fan.
Paul Camerata and Chris Weaver produced NFL Films Presents Fish and Russell Wilson, and you can find a link to the video at onlyagame.org. Paul and Chris, thank you so very much for speaking with me, and good luck at the Oscars.
Thanks, Bill.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us on.
What pro athlete and musical artist would you like to hear united in song? Hum us your tune by visiting facebook.com/onlyagameradio.